Hallelujah, 感谢圣灵恩典。
Hallelujah, praise the Lord for His blessing.
我们今天上午想查考应当孝顺的几件事。
This point, the topic is that there's a couple few things that we should be concerned.
有些事情我们就需要特别的孝顺才能够做得好。
For several few things that we have to be extremely careful in order to be able to do it right.
因为这些事情比较重要，做不好对我们影响是很大的。
These few things are quite essential. If we cannot do it right, then that would have a tremendous result in us.
根据圣经，小弟准备了七遍，我们今天大概最多只查考三遍。
According to the scriptures, I categorized about seven things, and however, today we only can mention about three things.
第一点。应当孝顺的就是我们听道理要孝顺。
The first thing that we should be concerned about is that we have to pay attention to what we have heard.
我们请看路加福音第八章。
Let's refer to Luke chapter 8.
路加福音第八章十八节。
Luke chapter 8, verse 18.
所以你们应当孝顺，怎样听？因为犯有的还要加给他，犯没有的连他自以为有的也要夺去。这里说应当孝顺听，就是要听道理。
Here the Bible says have to consider carefully how you listen. That means listen to the words.
如果他能够听得懂，这样他的道理会继续的进步。
If we understand that what we listen to,then we make progress in the words of God.
如果这个道理没有听懂，误会了，他会在道理上慢慢的退步。
If we do not comprehend the words of God, we have some misunderstanding, then the words of God will start to decrease in our mind.
甚至于信心会失去了。
It also eventually that we lose the faith.
我们在看路加福音第八同一章十一节十二节。
Same chapter, Luke chapter 8, verse 11 and 12.
这比喻乃是这样，种子就是圣灵道。十二节
，verse 12，
那些在路旁的，就是人听了道，随后魔鬼来，从他们心里把道夺去了。这是主耶稣所说的撒种的比喻。
This is a parable that Jesus made concerning about sowing the seed.
主耶稣说，一个撒种的人，他出去撒种，因为种子落在路旁。
Jesus here, he made the parables that the sower, he went out to spread the seed, and some of the seed had been spread to the path of the roadside.
撒种的时候，有时候那个种子也会落在磐石上。
Even sometimes the seed will fall into the rock.
也有落在那个荆棘里头嘞。
Even thrown into the thorns.
我们只查考落在路旁的就好了。
This morning we'd like to consult about the seed which have been thrown into the path.
落在路旁呢，就是人听了道，随后魔鬼就把他心中的道理夺走了。
The parable concerns the seed spread to the path. That means one person who hears the words of God, but the devil comes and takes away the words from their hearts.
也就是听道理没有小心，就是没有把它听清楚。
In other words, that those listeners, they didn't pay attention to the words of God.
这个魔鬼为什么要夺取他的道理？
Why Satan would come and takes away the seed from their heart?
就是怕他信了得救。
Because the devil was afraid that after they believe, they shall be saved.
也就是怕这个慕道的，或者怕这个信徒将来会得救。魔鬼是我们敌人，他不希望我们得到好处。
Satan is enemy. He have his animosity against those that they can listen and hear the word of God and believe and be saved.
我们再看马太福音十三章。
It's also referred to Matthew chapter 13.
马太福音十三章十八节
Matthew 13 verse 18
所以你们当听这撒种的比喻十九节
verse 19
凡听见天国道理不明白了那恶的就来把所撒在他心里的夺去了 这就是杀在路旁的了。但是听不明白的，摸过就回来。就把他的道理给他做到了。
Here the Bible says that anyone hears the message about the kingdom but does not understand it, the evil one comes and snatch away what was sown in his heart.
有这一点我们就知道，听道理要注意听，要特别的谨慎。
From these Bible verses, it tells us we have to be extremely careful and try to understand all the words of God.
不要把道理误会了。
Don't have any kind of misconception about the words of God.
我们再看同一章的24节、25节。
Look at same chapter, Matthew 13:24-25.
耶稣又设个比喻对他们说：“天国好像人撒好种在田里。”25节。
25.
几只人睡觉的时候，有仇敌来，将败子撒在麦子里，就走了。这里又设一个比喻，撒种的时候啊。又是撒的是好种，但是等这个稻子出来的时候，怎么会发现有败子？
This parable is concerned about the sower, who was sowing the good seed. However, when the harvest come, he also discovered there's some weeds in the harvest.
那就是锄地着的，锄地故意撒些败子在这个田里头。
The work of the weeds was done by the enemy because they also sowed the weeds among the.
我们再看36节
，verse 36。
当下耶稣离开众人进了房子，他的门徒近前来说，请把田间败子的比喻讲给我们听。37节。他回答说，那撒好种的就是人子，这个撒好种的就是主耶稣。38节。天地就是世界，好种就是天国之子，败子就是那恶者之子。39节。撒败子的臭地就是魔鬼，我们就知道，我们教会的传福音我们撒的是好种，但是有时候会出败子，那是魔鬼的作为。
We understand that the church spread the gospel just like we are sowing the good seeds, and however we also discover among the good the seeds there are some weeds because this is done by Satan.
这个听道理听明白听不明白，有关我们的将来的灵魂得救不得救。
When we listen to the word of God, whether we have the good understanding or not, it's also what decides whether that we will be in the kingdom of God or not.
所以圣经上的那个一位雅各就是主耶稣的弟弟，他曾经勉励大家，我们听道理要快快地听。
Therefore, the brother of our Lord Jesus Christ, James, he also encouraged us that we have to listen to the words of God with hast mind.
如果听道理随随便便就会误会了，把那个意思就是说把道理弄偏差了。
If we didn't pay careful attention to the words of God, then there is possible we can have misconception.
我曾经听一位传道这样一个见证。
I have heard one of the testimony shared by one of the ministers.
他说，那在台湾的乡下有一个老阿婆，当安息日要去聚会，走得很快。
Mentioned about during one of the service day, there's an old sister who was in a hurry to come to church.
有个年轻人也是要赶路，骑着单车刚好和这个老阿婆相碰，把这个老阿婆撞倒了。
There was also a young man driving a bicycle and was in a hurry. Therefore, he collided with his old sister.
撞倒了，对也受伤，也是很轻微的，只是因为年纪大，这个走不稳。当然很容易撞到。
Old sister fell, although didn't hurt too much, only have some scratches.
那年轻人就说对不起，对不起，看看你受伤了没有？他说没受伤，就是没什么了。
The young man apologized to his old sisters, and the old sister says that she didn't got hurt too much, only have a little bit scratch.
年轻人，老阿婆，那没什么事，我就可以走了吧。
Then the young man says that, well, since you didn't got hurt, then I probably can go now.
他说，但是你不能走，你要跟我去。
But the old sister insists that you cannot go away, you have to come along with me.
如果没有信耶稣那就算了，有信耶稣，所以这件事情很大。
And old sister says that if I'm not a believer, then I'll let you go. Since I'm a believer in Christ, then it's considered to be a good thing.
为什么奇怪信耶稣他搬着车大事呢？就他说啊，我们撑了浆，他说不用跌倒，跌倒要下地狱嘞。
The old sister says, it is a good matter, it's a great matter, because our minister insists we can never stumble and fall. If we stumble and fall, then we will be in Hades, in hell.
不行不行，你一定要跟着到教会，站稳山道。
Therefore, I insist that you have to come along with me to the church to talk to our preacher, our minister.
趁到一停，老阿婆，没事，坐好了，跟那个青年这样对不起，看这个老阿婆听到里面听明白。Therefore,
they all came to the church and talked to the preachers, and the preachers smile, and also talked to the young man, say, well, it's just a misconception of the words of God, then you can just go now.
我们讲道理说讲跌倒是犯罪的意思，不是说的啊，我们是裸体跌倒，不是这个意思了。Because
when we heard the words of God saying that we cannot fall, that means that we can fall in sin. It doesn't mean that we can fall and stumble and fall to the ground.
另外我还听到一个见证，也是因为年纪大的这个老人家，他聚会完了回到家里就告诉他的小孩子。
I also heard the other testimony concerned about the old brother. After he had heard the word of God, he went home.
他说，你们以后不要再喝汽水了，传道说不用喝汽水。
And this old man told his children, says, from now on, you cannot drink the coke.
他的小孩子说，奇怪，传道这么说不可以喝汽水呢。
And the kids were puzzled, wondering how come the preacher said that we cannot drink the coke or 7-Up or Sprite.
哎，你们今天的聚会都没听到了呀！啊，传道明明讲不可以喝汽水。
And this old brother was getting to kind of angry. He said that, how come you haven't heard the preacher says that you cannot drink those beverage?
他们讲，哎，阿妈了，不是啊，传道不是讲不能喝酒的，传道是一个比喻。
And after they have understood about what this old man tried to say, and they say, no, the preacher didn't say that.
他说上午传道讲的是这样的，他说有些人那个脾气很暴躁，像那个汽水瓶啊，一开砰一下，就说这个人啊，一听到不如意的话，他这脾气马上就发作了，像汽水瓶一样。
The kid trying to explain to this old man said that the preachers this morning said that some of the men they have a big bad tempers, so every time when they explode themselves, the anger is just like the pressures come out from the bottle of the coke.
他说是传道勉励我们大家要稳住，不要随便发脾气。
The preacher tried to encourage us that we should have endurance, we should not explode into anger.
现在我要查考第二点要小心的事。
The second thing that we shall be concerned.
请看《使徒行传》第五章。
Let's refer to Acts chapter 5.
使徒行传第五章。
Acts chapter 5.
三十三节，verse 33。工会的人听见就极其恼怒，想要杀他们。三十四节，34。但有一个法利赛人名叫加马勒，是众百姓所敬重的教法师，在工会中站起来，吩咐人把使徒暂且带到外面去。35节，35。就对众人说。 以色列人啊，轮到这些人，你们应当小心怎样办理。啊，这个加马勒是一个法利赛人。This Gamaliel, he is a Pharisee。很多人都要想攻击使徒们，不跟他们讲道理。Those
days, last Israelites, they were against the apostles of their preaching the gospel.
也就是要禁止他们传福音。
In order to inhibit them from preaching the words of God.
如果要传福音，就要把他们杀害。
If they still preaching the words of God, then they shall be persecuted to death.
啊，这个法利赛人是很有名的啊，很优秀的一个法利赛人，也很讲道理的。
However, this Pharisee, he's a teacher of the Lord, he's also a reasonable man.
看众人做的不对，他就出来来给他们索命啊，你们应当要小心办理这个事情。
He realized the multitude, what they intended to do on the apostles was wrong, therefore he stood up among them and stopped them from doing that.
啊，如果不小心会产生什么样的后果呢？
If they were not quite careful of what they're doing, then what would be the end result?
啊，我们跳过来看三十八节、三十九节。
Let's read verse 38 and 39.
现在我劝你们不要管这些人，任凭他们吧。他们所慕的、所行的，若是出于人，必要败坏。三十九节。
39.
若是出于神，你们就不能败坏他们，恐怕你们倒是攻击神了。啊，如果是出于人，他自然的慢慢慢慢就会啊消灭了。
If these men they do the things according to their own will, then they will fail.
啊，用不着你们觉得恶事要杀他们，要打他们。
It doesn't need to bother. You have to persecute them, to chastise them, or put them to death.
啊，就让他自生自灭，不好吗
？You just leave them alone.
啊，这大家就不会犯罪啊。
Then you also avoid the sin.
那若是出于神呐，你们攻击他，那就等于攻击神了。
However, if what they do is according to the will of God, then you find yourself you're fighting against God.
啊，那这个罪就更大了。
And then the sin will be even bigger.
啊，所以这个人是很讲道理的，很明事理的。他劝大家啊，你们啊。做事一定要小心。
This Gamaliel, he's a man of reason. He tried to rationalize the multitude and stop them from sin against God.
我们基督徒做事一定要小心。
We as a Christian believers, we shall be careful of what we're doing.
啊，如果不小心呢？啊，看起来我们好像是很热心的基督徒，实际上就啊攻击神了。
If we are not careful of what we're doing, although superficially we are still behave like Christian believers, but maybe what we are doing is that we are fighting against God.
啊，我们参考腓立比书第三章。
Let's also refer to Philippians chapter 3.
腓立比书第三章。
Philippians chapter 3.
第三章十八节。
Verse 18.
因为有许多人心思是基督十字架的仇敌，我屡次告诉你们，现在有六位告诉你们。十九节
verse 19,
他们的结局就是沉沦，他们的神就是自己的豆腐，他们以自己的羞辱为荣耀，专以地上的事为念。啊，有些人他是不知不觉地做了神的仇敌。
Some of the people unconscientiously they're doing things against God.
啊，当时那教会就有这样的人。
In those days, the among the apostolic church, some of the believers they are sinning against God.
所以保罗说他我屡次告诉你们，现在有六位的告诉你们。
Therefore, Paul he says that I have often told you before, and now say again, even with tears.
因为如果不告诉他们，将来他们就会沉沦。
If Paul he would not persistently try to persuade the believers, then the end result of those believers they probably will be in hell.
啊，这是很严重的事情。
It's a very serious matter.
所以保罗一再的六次告诉他们。
Therefore, Paul, he was always trying to persuade them, even in tears.
啊，也就是为了当时的弟兄姊妹能够都得救。
In order to save all the believers, all the brothers and sisters in Christ, to be saved in Christ.
啊，保罗也常常为当时的教会来祷告。
Paul, he also spent lots of time pray for the churches in those days.
啊，保罗也写信给哥林多的教会。
Paul also write the letters to the church in Corinth.
劝他们一件违背道理的事就不要做
and try to persuade them doing nothing against the truth of God.
我们看哥林多后书十三章
Let's refer to 2 Corinthians chapter 13.
哥林多后书十三章
2 Corinthians chapter 13.
第七节
Verse 7.
我们就甚叫你们一件恶事都不做，这不是要显明我们是没有拿的，是要你们心思端正，任凭人看我们是被弃绝的。这说啊，保罗他自己写信给哥林多教会，他说我求神啊，就是为他们祷告，叫你们一件恶事都不要做。
Paul, he emphasized that he prayed for the church in Corinth and also other letters to the Corinthians believers say that you will not do anything wrong.
因为啊，做了神眼中看为恶的事，这个将来得救就啊发生问题了。
Because if they are not careful and doing anything wrong against God, then the end result was very serious.
我们参考马太福音第七章。
Let's refer to Matthew chapter 7.
马太福音第七章。
Matthew chapter 7.
第七章二十一节。
Verse 21.
凡称我主啊主啊的人不能都进天国，唯独遵行我天父旨意的才能进去。二十二节。
22.
当那日有许多人对我说，主啊主啊，我们不是奉你的名传道，奉你的名赶鬼，奉你的名行许多异能吗？二十三节。
23.
我就明明地告诉他们说，我从来不认识你们，你们这些作恶的人离开我去吧。这里说凡是遵行天父旨意的才能进天国。
Here the Bible verses emphasize only for those they obey the wills of God, they shall enter into heaven kingdom.
那你反过来就说，凡是没有遵行天父旨意的，虽然在教会热心，那也是神把他看成啊作恶的。
On the contrary, even those they are fully serve the Lord in the church, if they do not follow the will of God, then God will not regard them as a righteous.
我们看一看这些人可能比我还热心呢，他们奉主的名传道。
Look at those the evil men, they probably even more fervent than we are here because they are preaching in the name of God.
他们奉主耶稣的名干鬼，奉主耶稣的名能够行异能。
They even drive out the demons and perform many miracles.
他们的文字的确比我们大。
For sure that they have very talented gift than we have here today.
但是主耶稣说，我不认识你，作恶的人离开我去吧。
However, Jesus Christ say that you evil doers away from me, I never knew you.
离开主耶稣是什么意思？我们看路加福音十三章。
Why the Bible says that they are the evil doers, they are away from God. Let's find to
Luke chapter 13.
Luke chapter 13.
Luke chapter 13.
Verse 27. Verse 27.
他要说，我告诉你们，我不晓得你们是哪里来的，你们这一切作恶的人离开我去吧。二十八节。
28.
你们要看见亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各和众先知都在神的国里，你们却被赶到外面，在那里必要哀哭切齿了。这里所说的离开主耶稣就是不能得救的意思，不能进天国的意思。
For those they away from God, that means that they are not to be saved.
所以保罗才会这么教会祷告，要大家一件恶事，就是神不喜欢的事情都不要做。
Therefore, Apostle Paul, he prayed firmly for all the churches to avoid the Christian believers from doing anything wrong against God.
当然，恶事包括大恶、小恶这是讲所讲的恶事，不是大恶也就是普通的恶事了。
The wrong things, the evil things, including the great things or the small things, not just the great things.
像约瑟被他的祖母诱惑那个恶事他约瑟就讲了，我岂能做这个大恶？那个就是很大的恶事。
Just in those days, Jacob, he was attempted by his master's wife, And Jacob says, how can I commit these great sins against God?
啊, 这里将来就是可能是不同类或者是比较小类得失。
The Bible verses referred the wrong things, not necessarily to be the great things, it can be even the small things.
因此我们做事一定要得到主耶稣的喜悦，我们一定要明白这件事情是喜欢不喜欢，我们才去做。
We as a Christian believers, we have to do everything according to God's will. We have to re-examine ourselves whether we are doing things which is completely according to the will of God or not.
所以保罗在哥林多后书第五章来讲，他说他留了一个志向，不管是在什么情况之下，就算在失恋了，他也不在乎，他一定要得到主耶稣的喜悦。
Therefore, the Paul, he made a determination himself according to 2 Corinthians chapter 5. He says, no matter under any kind of circumstances, that what I do, I will do to please God.
保罗这种心智应当是值得我们学习的。
The way of pleasing God is something that we have to pursue.
如果我们有了这种心智,
If we have this kind of mental attitude to pursue God's will, to please God, then for sure that God shall be pleased.
啊, 会得到什么好处呢?
And also that we shall receive the blessing, the blessing.
现在约翰福音第八章,
Let's refer to John chapter
8. 约翰福音第八章,
John's chapter
8. 八章29节,
John chapter 8, verse 29.
那财务老的是与我同在，他没有撇下我，不止在这里，因为我常做他所喜悦的事。主耶稣说，因为他常做天父喜悦的事情，所以天父就常与他同在。
Jesus Christ, he often do things to please God, therefore God is always with him.
如果我们常做 主耶稣喜悦的事情，我们主耶稣就常与我们同在，我们什么困难都不怕。
If we always do things to please God, God would always be with us, and God would never leave us alone.
我们再看约翰一书第三章。
Let's also refer to John, the first John chapter 3.
First John chapter 3, verse 22.
Here the Bible emphasizes, if we obey His commands and do what pleases Him, then we shall receive from Him anything that we ask. We shall be scrupulously re-examine ourselves and see whether our prayer was answered by God or not.
如果我们祷告神不但垂听，我们求一件事情很难，这样我们可能没有得到神的喜欢。
If we pray to God, and how we find out the prayer was not answered by God, it seems like it's very difficult to let God pay attention to what we ask for Him, then we have examined ourselves, maybe that we did not do the things which is pleased Him.
如果我们做到喜欢的事情，我们求什么他都给我们，很简单，很容易求。
Look at the Bible verses, we see that it is quite easy. If we do the things which is pleased Him, then we can receive from Him anything that we ask.
我们要一个志向，一定要得到主耶稣的喜欢。我们每做一件事情都要考虑，这件事情主耶稣喜欢不喜欢。
Therefore, from now on, we should make up our mind that do whatever to please Him. And everything we do, we have to find out whether it will please God or not.
这么能够明白主耶稣喜欢不喜欢，就是要明白神的旨意。
Now, how we can do the things pleased Him, that we have discovered His will.
怎么样才能明白神的旨意？我们可以参考 第六天，请看罗马书四章。
Now, how can we do things according to God's will? Let's find from Bible verses, Romans chapter 2.
罗马书四章。实践是要心意更新而变化，叫你们察验何为神的善良、纯全、可喜悦的旨意。就是说，第一点应该要做到，不要效法这个世界。
The first and foremost that we should do ourselves is do not conform any longer to the pattern of this world.
就是要不要效法这个世界，这个心才会变化啊，才能够明白。
And only until that we do not conform any longer to the pattern of this world, then we can be transformed.
当然也要加上多祷告。
Transformed by the renewing of our mind, and for sure, we also have to aid on our prayer.
我们看格罗西书第一章。
Let's refer to Colossians chapter 1.
格罗西书第一章。
Colossians chapter 1.
第九节。
Verse 9.
因此我们自从听见的日子，也就为你们不住的祷告祈求，愿你们在一切属灵的智慧悟性上满心知道神的旨意，好叫你们行事为人对得起主，凡事蒙他喜悦，在一切善事上结果子，渐渐多知道神。这里说要祷告就能够满心就说第一要先不要效法世界，要心意更新变化，再加上祷告，这样就会满心知道神的旨意。
In other words, that we should not conform any longer to the pattern of this world. We shall be transformed in the renewing of our heart. We also have to do according things to God's will, and this is the way that we can receive the blessing.
如果我们没有满心知道神旨意，我们对一件事情没有办法知道神喜欢不喜欢，这样我们可能就是效法了世界，就是说我们心里还没有更新变化。
In other words, if we do not live a life worthy of the Lord and please Him in every way, then probably we still conform our life to the pattern of this world and we never be able to please God.
那也就有时候我们做的事情可能是违背了主神。
And sometimes that we will do things against the will of God.
刚才我们查考了腓立比书三章，说他们那些当时的基督徒有些做了十字架的基督十字架的仇敌了。
In the Philippians that we have just read, it described in those days the apostolic church, some of the believers, their behavior were considered the enemy against God.
我们想想，我们有没有做过基督十字架的仇敌？
Now we have to scrupulously examine ourselves whether we have done anything which is considered to be the animosity against God.
我记得去年有弟兄就在那后边我聚会完了，他就问我他说。我们基督徒不能我们这些时候不过圣诞节，为什么可以过年呢？
I still remember last year after we concluded the sermon, one of the brothers stayed outside the door and asked me, we as a true Jesus Church believers, we do not celebrate Christmas, how can we celebrate the New Year?
当然不可以过年。
My answer to him is that we as a true Jesus Church believers, we shall not celebrate even the New Year.
在更早一点还有一位弟兄问我，他说我们基督徒不能过圣诞节，不能庆祝给主耶稣庆祝生日，为什么我们自己可以庆祝生日？
The other brother asked me that we cannot celebrate Christmas, the birth of Christ, how can we celebrate the birth of our birthday?
我说当然不可以。
And my answer is say, we even shall not celebrate our birthday.
如果过了这就是主耶稣不喜欢的事。
If we do this, that we are not doing things, please God.
我们看，先看以弗所书第二章。
This we refer to Ephesians chapter 2.
以弗所书第二章。
Ephesians chapter 2.
以弗所书二章第一节。
Ephesians chapter 2 verse 1.
你们是在过犯罪恶之中，他叫你们活过来。第二节
Verse 2.
那时你们在其中行事为人，随从今世的风俗， 顺服空中掌权者的首领，就是现今在对你之子心中运行的邪灵。三姐
Verse 3，
我们从前也都在他们中间放纵肉体的私欲，随着肉体或心中所喜好的去行，本为可怒之子，和别人一样。我们没信耶稣的时候是这样做，我们信耶稣以后就不应该这样做了。
The Bible goes to describe that those things that we have done prior to the belief of Christ, but since that we have believed Jesus Christ, then we shall never do those things again.
如果那样做就是顺服了邪灵啊。
Because if we have ever tried to do these things again, that means that we submit ourselves to the rulers of the kingdom of the air.
我们再看雅各书第四章。
Let's also refer to James chapter 4.
雅各书第四章第四节。
James chapter 4 verse 4.
你们这些淫乱的人啊，岂不知与世俗为友的，就是与神为敌吗？所以凡想要与世俗为友的，就是与神为敌了。这里说，凡是心里想要与世俗为友的，也就是心里想世人想这样，一般的人想这样想那样，我们也跟着他想好比说我的生日快到了，我想人家给我祝个寿吧，我年龄这么大了或者是过年过节心里在想我们应该基督徒连想都不要想。
Here says anyone who chooses to be friend of the world becomes an enemy of God, that we shall avoid any kind of thoughts which is connected to the way of this world.
如果心里想，主要神是看我们的心里如果是就我们心里不愿意做的有时候是遇到那个环境不得已的，当然那个是例外。
God examines each individual inner heart, although in certain circumstances it's hard for us to avoid those things. But God, He examines our heart, He understands our will.
不知道嘞，就顺服圣言。如果现在已经知道了，以后希望以后能够改进。
If we do anything wrong unconsciously, without the motive that God He understand, He would forgive our wrong.
我们知道不讲，我们有罪，所以必须要把它讲出来。
Since we understand the truth of God, that we shall proclaim the words of God, otherwise we shall also consider sin against God.
现在在查考第三点就是要小心的事情，就是说话也要小心。
The third point that we shall consult the Bible verses is that we shall be concerned about what we say.
我们看创世纪三十一章。
Let's refer to Genesis chapter 31.
创世纪三十一章二十九节。
Genesis chapter 31 verse 29。
创世纪三十一章二十九节。
Genesis chapter 31 verse 29。
我手中原有能力害你，只是你父亲的神昨夜对我说，你要小心，不可与雅各说好说歹。这是。神其实雅各的岳父要他对雅各不要说好说歹。
Here the Bible verses refer that God revealed to the uncle of Jacob, Laban, and prohibited Laban do anything harm against Jacob.
因为讲话讲不好了，有时候会动怒甚至会杀人。
That he would not say anything to Jacob because we understand that a person's anger will be aroused because of what the world has been saying.
所以讲话也要小心。
Therefore, we shall be very careful to say things.
我们看雅各书第五章。
Let's refer to James chapter 5.
雅各书第五章。
James chapter
5. 十二节。
Verse 12.
雅各书五章十二节
James chapter 5 verse 12
我的弟兄们最要紧的是不可欺世，不可执着天欺世，也不可以执着地欺世，无论何时都不可以提你们说话是就说是，不是就说不是，免得你们落在审判之下。啊，我们不要落在审判之下。
Here say that that you yes be yes and you not no, or you will be condemned.
啊，没有罪的人就不要审判。
For those that are without sins, they would not be condemned.
啊，有罪的人才要审判。
But only those that sin, they shall be condemned.
如果我们一件恶事都不做，神就不会说我们是恶人，也不会受审判。
If we never do any evil things, then we shall not be considered as evil doers. Then we shall not be condemned by God.
啊，讲话讲错了也是恶，也会啊。落在审判之下。
Even we say things wrong, it is considered to be the evil rulers, and then it, those people they shall be condemned.
我们看马太福音十二章。
Let's refer to Matthew chapter 12.
马太福音十二章。
Matthew chapter 12.
三十六节。
Verse 36.
十二章三十六节。我又告诉你们，犯人所说的闲话，当审判的日子必要句句蹦出来。三十七节，因为要凭你的话定你为义，也要凭你的话定你有罪。啊，将来主耶稣来的时候，要凭我们自己讲的话，啊，定我们是义人或者是罪人。
By the day of the judgment comes, our Lord, He will judge against, He will judge us according to the words that we have said, that whether we shall be considered to be righteous and to be acquitted, or considered to be evil doers and shall be condemned.
啊，我们现在都有录音机，我们可明白啊。如果我们讲话被人家给我录起来了，将来啊，那个法官啊，就是很啊很有力的证据。
Nowadays, we even have the recorders. If someone uses a recorder to record what you say, it can serve as an evidence in front of the judge, and judge, he can judge you according to what you say.
我们说将来话，天是随时随地都给我们录起来了。
Every time when we say the word, it was recorded by the angel of God.
讲话讲不对，也会影响我们的啊。能不能进天国？
Therefore, that whether we say the things right or wrong, it would also affect that whether we shall enter into the kingdom of God or not.
我们看箴言十八章。
Let's refer to Proverbs chapter 18.
箴言十八章。
Proverbs chapter 18.
十八章二十一节。
Verse 21.
十八章二十一节。
Proverbs chapter 18, verse 21.
生是在舌头的泉下，喜爱他的必吃他所结的果子。这个生是在舌头的泉下。
Here's the tongue has the power of life and death.
也就是讲话讲得好，我们就可以得到永生；讲不好，就要下地狱。
In other words, that if we utilize the tongue and say the good words, then we have eternal life. If we use the tongue to say the evil words, then we shall have the death.
我们看十三章，箴言十三章。
Proverbs 13.
箴言十三章第三节。
Verse 3.
金手口的得着生命，大张嘴的必致败亡。所以说金属口里啊，就能保全我们的生命。
Here the Bible verses emphasize that he who guards his lips guards his life.
啊，如果随便讲话啊，圣经上多言多语难免有过。
If we randomly say the words, the Bible says that the wordy mouth, the lips, then we commit sin.
我们再看马太福音第五章。
Let's refer to Matthew chapter 5.
马太福音第五章三十七节。
Matthew chapter 5, verse 37.
第五章三十七节。
Matthew 5, verse 37.
你们的话是就说是，不是就说不是。再若再多说，就是出于那个恶债。 这是主耶稣亲自所说的。
Jesus spoken by Jesus himself and said, let your yes be yes and your no, no.
讲话一定要注意讲的合道理不合道理。
We have to be very careful about what we say.
我记得以前我们在住在台湾的台南，我们有一天早晨到一个弟兄家里去儿童聚会。
Still remember that those days when I reside in Tainan, in the morning we went to see the brother and have the family fellowship.
我们到了以后，那位家里主任的太太就在那教小孩子了。
And after we have arrived to this family, the housewife started to summon all their kids together.
太太呀，快呀，快呀！小鬼，小鬼，快点搬凳子！对，离开教会的人来了，给他们坐。
The housewife summoned the kids and called them the small ghost. Translated from Chinese, and say, "Hurry up and get all the chairs together. The church members here."
被我吓一跳！哎呀，他们都是圣灵，你怎么叫的小鬼呀？
I was really scared. How come this sister called the kids like small ghost? Because they have received the Holy Spirit.
信仰信耶稣的是圣啊，他是小圣，你怎么说他小鬼？
Because those that believe in God, they are the children of God. And how come you call them ghost?
这个等于亵渎圣灵了，这个很危险的事情啊。
What you say would really condemn the Holy Spirit, and this is a great sin.
讲话要留意，也要考虑一下，看不能够随便讲的。
What you say that you have to be careful and think it over, otherwise you sin against God.
所以，我听说一位老人家，他有一天，他家里有只鸡在生蛋。
I heard about the other testimony. One of the old men. One day, he have a chicken. The chicken laid the egg.
有些老母鸡吃了蛋，它会呱呱叫。
After the hen laid the egg, the hen would cock around.
大概有些也像有些人呢，他做了事情呢，他就在那表扬一番了，他就呱呱呱呱在那叫起来。
Likewise, some people after they have done the good deed, and they would go everywhere and proclaiming about their own good deeds.
那个老人家心里烦呢，大概是那时候心情不好。他说：“你这个该死的，在叫什么？”
The old man was not in good mood. So after the hen laid the egg, the hen was cocking around, and this old man condemned the hen, says.He says, why are you cocking around?
没想到那个老母鸡不叫了，没这些东西注意啊，死掉了，躺在地上死掉了。
Now surprisingly, the hen stopped cocking and died there immediately on the ground.
我们讲话就这么严重嘛，那是对一只鸡啊。
And you can see how severe is the word that's spoken out from even from our mouth, because even the hen was immediate dead on the ground after he said that.
有时候我们会遇到我们中国的人的老太太给她讲话的时候，她说她的先生我那个老母死了听起就是那么顽固。
Now, if you listen carefully to the Chinese, you know, even old women, sometimes they referred their old husband say that, you know, this old man reserved to death, but it's not dying.
我们基督徒这些毛病都要改掉啊，不能够随便讲啊。
Now, we as a Christian believers, we shall change old habit, never say those kind of words.
应该我们基督徒一举一动啊。言行都要注意的。
We as a Christian believers, we shall be very scrupulously examine ourselves in our deeds and in our words.
我们看雅各书第三章。
Let's refer to James chapter 3.
雅各书第三章。
James chapter
3. 第二节。
Verse 2.
原来我们在许多事上都有过失，若有人在话语上没有过失，他就是完全人，也能勒住自己的全身。这个时候我们人都会犯很多过失。
Here the Bible says that we all stumble in many ways.
我们先从控制我们的舌头做起，慢慢练习啊，来操练啊。我们的舌头一啊，看什么时候能够控制住啊，不再讲那些违背道理的话，我们全身也能够控制住了。
Since we have learned to discipline ourselves, we should start to discipline from our lips. And when we learn that we have a good control of our lips, never say anything wrong against man or God, then we have a good start.
啊，所以我们要谨慎。如果我们注意到我们的言语都能够合道理，啊。那这样我们就放心了，那我们做事也能够合道理了。
Therefore, if we scrupulously examine ourselves, and pay attention to what we say, and what we say would according to the way of God, then we are walking on the right way of God.
啊，我们基督徒也应该一日三省吾身。
We as a Christian believers, we shall spend at least 3 times in a day to examine our heart, our thoughts.
检查检查我们的讲话啊有没有错误的地方。
Examine our words and see that whether that we have said anything wrong.
如果我们常常检查都发现我们讲话都算正确了，这样我们做事也就差不多了。
If we have found that all the deeds and the words that we have said, was according to God's will, then we are walking in the right path of God.
如果我们仔细的检讨，发现我们的言语还有很多的过失，我们知道我们的灵修还是很差。
Now, if we examine ourselves and discover our deeds and our words were steered sometimes against God's will, then we know that we will steer falling short of the right words and right deeds.
我们看到种种的战争，我们就知道末日已经临近了。
If we look at the Middle East crisis, the war in Persian Gulf, we understand the second coming Christ was coming very near.
末日临近之前，我们基督徒应该要准备什么？
Before the second coming Christ, we as a Christian believers in this end time, what we shall prepare ourselves for?
主耶稣和彼得都告诉我们很清楚。
Jesus Christ himself, even Apostle Peter, he had told us very clearly before.
彼得说，万物的结局近了，你们要谨慎自守，警醒祷告，最要紧的是彼此切实相爱。
Peter, he said that the end time is coming very soon, therefore that we shall be very careful in our performance. We have to pray fervently to prepare our heart, our thoughts, to wait for the coming of Christ.
我们今天上午查考的就是谨慎自守，就是要保守好我们自己，不要犯过失，主耶稣来的时候我们才能够进天国。
This morning the topic is that we shall be concerned about our deeds, our words, that we would keep ourselves to be righteous in the path of God to wait for his second coming.
我们上午就查考到这里。
We'd like to conclude our sermon at these points.
创世二得一十一首。
They sing a hymn, English hymn number 4:44.
We're going to pray again.
啊，最重要的就是让我们能够明白神的旨意。
The most important thing is that we shall pursue to understand the will of God.
啊，因为明白神的旨意，我们才能够做神喜悦的事情。
Only after we have understand the will of God, then we can do things to please Him.
啊，所以我们要祷告，我们啊，第一点最重要的就是不要让我们的心不要效法这个世界。
So when we pray, that we have to pray to God to keep our heart away from conforming to the pattern of this world.
啊，就说我们信耶稣以后，这个心要改变，要思念属灵的事情，不要一天啊和那些世人一样，像他们的那些事情。
That means after we have converted and believed in Jesus Christ, that we should change the pattern of our thoughts. We should look upon the things in heaven. Then we do not conform ourselves to the pattern of this world.
如果能够这样啊，我们心意更新变化，这样我们再加上祷告啊，还有查经，我们慢慢就明白神的旨意。
So after we have transformed our heart, that we have renewing of our heart, our mind, our thoughts, then we also can pursue the will of God and please Him.
啊，当你遇到一件事情的时候，你就马上就可以决定这件事情啊，对的、错的，马上就可以分辨出来。
If we ever try to conform all our thoughts according to the will of God, then no matter what kind of decision that we can make it right away and make it right to according to God's will.
啊，我们第一件事要先为自己求，让我们能够啊心意更新变化，明白神的旨意。
So when we pray, first of all, we pray for ourselves that we have just renewing the mind and thoughts that we can do everything according to God's will.
啊，我们自己明白神的旨意，我们的祷告才有功效，我们的教会才有兴旺。
If we really pursue to understand God's will, then our prayer shall be effective, and also the prayer of the whole congregation also shall be effective.
啊，我们也要为软弱的弟兄姊妹祷告。
We also pray for those that are weak among our brothers and sisters.
现在同心祷告。
Let's all pray in one accord.
奉主耶稣的圣名祷告，哈利路亚，在主耶稣，哈利路亚，感谢。